This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Guru are out at Chase Center. We're in Thrive City at Splash Sports Bar and Restaurant. Woo. Having a great day. Getting you ready for your All-Star Weekend. But before that, coming up at 12 o'clock, in the 12 o'clock hour, your shot to play Knockout with 95.7 The Game. We'll tell you how to do that in the 12 o'clock hour. Then we have the National Contest, where we're going to tell you how to go to Vegas for the Basketball Championship in March with three guests and $20,000 in your pocket. And then during the crossover, we're going to be giving tickets to Knockout. I'm sorry, not Knockout. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Rising Stars game and the All-Star practice. That's what's going on today. And coming up in about a half hour, we've got Kelly Flato. She's the Executive Vice President and Global Events of the National Basketball Association. She's the one responsible for putting this whole thing together. We'll have a good...
Can't wait.
We'll have a good... We
got some heavyweights. T-Lo coming up later on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Legend. And we got Zaza Pachulia going to join us at 12:45.
Cleveland.
P-Lo, a rapper. Guru will handle that one. Is coming up at 1.
Yeah,
and at 1:15, Kirk Lakin, Executive Vice
Kirk.
President of Basketball Operations.
Get the champagne.
I don't know how much more time I want to spend on this, but, you know, you were asking me about... Steiny, I don't... The disrespect for Durant, I just... Guru. I remember.
All right. I love you, man.
You saying that you wanted... You were in a group of a lot of Warrior fans who wanted to go back to the original team.
Oh, no doubt.
You didn't. You want you wanted the Warriors to go back to their original
it
team.
It still burns in my heart that we got robbed of that.
Well, guess what? That's one of the reasons Kevin Durant felt disrespected.
Hey, I'm not. That's a great pool. Not mad at that at all. Wow, Steiny.
And there were a lot of people that, you know, they
wow.
didn't view Durant as important as,
like, he was a higher gun, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
What's up, Matt? Looking forward to seeing you on Sideline Sports on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
You got him. You locked him down. Team, good job,
I
baby.
I got him, too.
Yeah.
I got him, too.
I love it.
We'll talk more and see if I can get you on a few more times, too, Guru. I got some
All right.
ideas. But,
yes, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir. So I got a couple of things. I think that I wanted to say something about Kuminga, but since you guys are on the topic of Durant, I want to say I don't know too many fans or people that around me that didn't love having Durant on the team. I think he would have been able to overcome some of that I'm second to Curry kind of thing over time if he would have stayed. But overall, I'll tell you right now, I think the difference between Durant and Butler is clear. It's the mental status, like mental acuity of Butler. He's strong. He's tough. He goes out there. He's not going to give a care what anybody says about him or whether or not the fans want him here or not. Durant was so hurt by everything everybody said. He took it soft. He was soft, and so he left. That's my feeling. You know, Durant could have been more to this team if he just stuck around. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
You know, but with Jonathan Kuminga, I want to say one thing because I've called him a few times and said, I think Jonathan Kuminga is tradable. I still kind of do. I'm not saying I want the Warriors to trade him, but he's been on the Warriors since 2021. And he's asking for a $224 million extension. Has he earned it? That's the only thing I'm saying. He hasn't earned that contract. And so asking for that and expecting that is kind of crazy, I think, in my mind. The kid's good. He can get better, I'm sure. But I need to see that. You got to earn that money. You can't just demand it. I don't understand where those numbers are coming from.
I am kind of with you. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate the call.
Well, go ahead, Stan.
Well, in Anthony Slater's story today, it said that, you know, Jonathan Kuminga's going to seek a max salary, which is $225, and there's no way you can give him that. I'm sorry. You just cannot. You know, and here's the other thing. I look at a guy like Brandon Ingram. He's 27, and he just got broken off $120 million over 3 years by Toronto. You know how old Brandon Ingram is? He's 27.
Okay.
27. My point is, unfortunately for Jonathan, and it's not his fault, he came into the league at 18 on a team that he couldn't play for because they were going for a championship. He's now 22 years old, but hasn't reached the level that the Warriors had hoped, partly because they were a contender. So, like, the way I look at Jonathan Kuminga is he's making 7.5. Give him 15 or 20.
All right.
And then the next contract, when he's 26 or 27, that's when, your next 5 years, is going to determine whether you're a $40 million player. Not what you've already done in 4 years, because you haven't shown us you're a $40 million player. You just haven't.
Okay, I'll say this. Who's to say, because I hear you, I feel you, but at the end of the day, it's Joe Lacob's job. And reading that Slater piece where he says, who cares so in regard to going into the tax? And I can't forget, just a couple weeks ago, Logan Murdoch, friend of the Bay, had mentioned it, you know, Joe Lacob and the scouts had a different opinion of one Jonathan Kuminga. The one facet to this Butler trade is they didn't have to give up Kuminga, Steiny. I know how you feel. I'm not saying it's not valid, but why, when we talk about a guy like Brock Purdy, when York says we're ready for him to reset the market, we're like, what are you talking about? That carries weight. And then I feel like when Lacob says basically so, and I'll go into the tax, and I really feel like he's the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fan in the building, I think that carries a whole lot of weight. So let's just fast forward real quick. Donnie, do an exercise. If they do bring him back and he were to get 35, now you're talking to the guy that made that happen, and that's Lacob. What would you say to him? You still would think it was a mistake?
Yes, I would. I don't think we're looking at a $35 million player. That's me. Very few teams are going to have money in the offseason, and I believe that Joe Lacob thinks he's going to be able to keep Kuminga in a Warriors uniform at far less money than we think. I'm convinced that he thinks that he can get Kuminga to stay in a Warriors uniform for something really modest, like 20-ish.
And I'll tell you this.
It's easy to say, oh, he'll get more than that. From whom and why?
And he, again, difference of opinion, shocker. But Stani, he may not need to, because that may come from the Dubs. If again, I have no intel. It's just a feeling I have. But I was about to tell you and share with with you all. I get goosebumps thinking about the Warriors and their future now that they held on to Kuminga. You see Pods emerging, Moody, QP, Santos, and now Kuminga, who to me is the shiniest object of those guys. But I'm all in for the next 2 years and Steph Curry and what's left, Stani. But a Kuminga being a part of that, I mean, damn, the Warriors are almost, you know, you got the best of both worlds looking at the future.
Well, and that's
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying that's why you go give Kuminga 40, but Stani, I'm just telling you, don't be shocked.
He doesn't even start. He's not even a starter. Like, that's the other thing.
I hear you.
And I'm convinced he will not start when he comes back to the Warriors. I think Kerr's going to bring him off the bench.
But I'm going to go Stani on Stani, the Spider-Man meme. He's 22.
Right. That's why you don't give him 40, because he's 22, and he hasn't earned it yet. He can earn that at 26 when he shows me something.
All right, what about 30?
No.
Wow, Stani.
Hit the bricks. 3 for 72. That's what I would offer him.
Man.
I don't know who's got money.
Huh?
Who's got money? I don't know that the Nets love him. 888-957-9570. Who we got waiting online here, Chick? Let me see. Put somebody. How about Nick in Ohio? We got Nick in Ohio?
Nicky.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, my brothers.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, dynamite.
I just wanted to mention, first thing I noticed right away, the difference between Butler and Wiggins is, aggression or being aggressive. I remember last year a couple times, I actually heard Chris Paul out on the floor telling Andrew, be aggressive. Twice I heard it. I mean, how often do you hear players on the floor, unless they're mic'd? But I heard him say, be aggressive, be aggressive. And he was sort of aggressive. But I think that's the biggest thing I noticed. Plus, as far as KD goes, he's just a highly sensitive person. And I don't think Jimmy Butler's going to have any problem. He already recognizes Curry is the greatest Warrior of all time. I mean, so no big deal. That's my
That's another thing is, you know, Jimmy Butler's joining this team at 35.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant joined the Warriors in his prime. I think there's a big difference there. I think that Jimmy Butler on this team right now, it feels like everybody's aligned and it's all about winning a title. Not that it wasn't with Durant, but that team was going to win a title, whether it went off the rails or not. And it did start to in that third year. But I think this year, especially when you look at, and you know what? I want to play that sound from Draymond's podcast where he talked about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out, this being the last ride. How about GW26, Carter? Can you get that one up for me? Draymond talking about the last ride.
Like, we got Jimmy Butler. Like, this is no small deal. It's Jimmy Butler. Steph, he looked like he got belief. After the trade, he looked at me and he said, man, it's crazy because it just dawned on me that, like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
this is the last run.
Last ride. Like, and I said, yep. Let's do it.
Let's ride to the wheels fall off.
It's, like, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
It was an emotional moment.
That was Draymond Green with Baron Davis on Draymond Green's podcast. What do you think, Goo?
You know, I feel sad when I hear him say it's the last ride, but in actuality, it's not. We got at least 2 to 3 to 4, hopefully, seasons left of Steph Curry, if not more, and now with Jimmy Butler, who doesn't look 35. So I get the sentiment, but what I can't ignore and what I love is just listening to Kalen and Bob, watching those games again, Steiny, watching a team that didn't have enough on offense, that felt figured out, that didn't look unathletic, and all of a sudden they got Jimmy Butler now. I feel like Durant's out there, and I know Butler's not Durant. It's not to that degree, but it's to that degree to where the defender's like, holy hell, we got to stop this dude, the guy with the green eye shooting threes from anywhere. We got the dude posting us up to slow the game down. They've added body punches to their style of boxing, and I'm here for it, and now I think they're a problem. But what does scare me, and I've said this all week, is I don't think it's a series that scares me. That's the easy part if they get there. But it's the margin of error is razor thin. But you got the benefit of the doubt with no Giannis. You got no AD and company. Gafford tonight, Houston will be fully loaded. But outside of that, man, maybe the stars are starting to align.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to Wando in San Jose. What's going on? What's that? How about Word in Oakland? What's up, Word?
Leo, our guy.
Hey, Word. We lost Word. Lost Word, yeah. Too. So nobody's on hold right now. Yeah. Is that correct? All right. Well, there are open lines for anybody who wants to get in. 888-957-9570 is the number. And once again, we're broadcasting outside Chase Center
at Splash,
Splash, a new sports bar and restaurant right next to the arena. We're looking out on the plaza, which is filling up. And there's just going to be a lot of activity here over the weekend with the All-Star Game in town. And 8 Warriors are participating this year in some event or another.
But again, Steph's my guy. Not the one I wanted, Sonny. The one I wanted to chef in the 3-point contest. So I'll get over it.
This
Buddy Hill did it, so Buddy, bring it home.
Sonny.
Buddy, yeah. Buckets.
What did you think about Draymond's comments that this is the last ride?
It is. It is. I think what he's saying right now is this is it. It's Curry, Draymond, and Butler. They're going to be the core of this team for the next 2.5 years. This is what I'm hearing. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
That Jimmy Butler's it. He's the guy. And I know, you know, Giannis has always been out there. And maybe some other guys will be out there. But I think this is Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy's way of saying, here you go. Here's Jimmy Butler. You wanted a guy. We got you the guy. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to you three guys to bring it home, whatever that means. So, yes, I do think it's their last ride, if you will. And the one thing that they've got to come through with is, if this is going to be the last ride, the next 2.5 years, They got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
They got to stay healthy to make any noise. And
a lot of that is luck,
we'll
too,
see.
Stani.
Well, and you tend to be less lucky the older you are as a player. So, again, I mean, look, Jimmy Butler looks great.
Unless you're LeBron.
But, the you know, if one of those three players gets hurt, everything changes. And they got 2.5 years with that core. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go back to Word. Word in Oakland. What's up, Word?
Sorry about that. Did you give? Thank you for not giving me the little T for
you're
dropping the call. Like
it Word.
I accidentally turned off my Bluetooth. Man, I'm frustrated by this revisionist history that y'all putting on the air. Either fans are lying or they don't remember. But like I said last week, I remember folks calling in talking about how, you know, especially after Draymond and KD got into it, fans were basically siding with everything that came out of Draymond's mouth. Everything that he called KD, fans were calling them too. They started clowning him again for being a Twitter, having the ghost accounts. They called him all kind of everything you could think of that I can't talk about on the radio. They talked about how this team would win before Steph, they would win after Steph, that they really didn't need him. And it's funny because people that are saying, yeah, Jimmy, on the other hand, he's tougher. He's not soft like KD. Y'all are telling everybody that Steph needs help now. Who, that's all you've been saying before? You got Jimmy. Steph needs help. Steph needs help. Everybody calls in talking about Steph needs help. Before, nobody was saying Steph needed help. It was, he's fine. It's a Steph team. KD better get on board and get up out of here. Like, I don't know what we're doing, but it's frustrating to listen to people lie like this. It's just lies, man. Folks need to stop lying on what they said about KD and how this area talked about KD. He's on Twitter, man. He read and heard and saw everything that people said about him. And, Google, you live on Twitter. I don't know what you listen, but how you acting like you didn't see people destroying that man's name. Like, I don't get what we're doing, but y'all got to stop, man.
But right, real quick, you're saying that while he still was a Warrior, you're saying that because, again, all I can do is speak for myself, Word. I was team KD when that went down in L.A. between him and Dre, so I'm going to just leave that there. But, you know, I get what you're saying, but I just would like to ask you, and you, I guess all the time with you in regard to KD couldn't get – dude, we were in the building every game, every home game, doing the pre and post, and just from me, my vantage point, I thought KD, because he was awesome damn near every night, I thought he got love from the fans. Right. Now, in regard to the writing, Stani, I don't know, like, Word feels it, but...
Of course, because it's real. It's real. Like, we can say that Kevin Durant is too sensitive. We can say that he misread the fans' feelings.
Okay.
But we cannot dismiss that there's something about the fans not appreciating Kevin Durant. I mean, Word just gave you like four examples, whether it was Myers taking a shot at him, Fitz taking a shot at him, all the people who called in and wanted the big three, you know, to go back to where it was before Kevin Durant. Again, you might say, well, Kevin Durant's soft, and that's why that's why he wasn't embraced, or, you know, he was embraced, but he's so soft he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
There's something to it,
yeah.
And I
hate
believe.
Durant coming.
I'm sorry. I believe that, yes, just to put it this way, no, Kevin Durant was not as appreciated as he should have been while he was here. That's what I believe. And I think a lot of people would, you know, agree. But it's water under the bridge now. Yeah. And here's the other thing. I don't know what it was. Kevin Durant had no interest in coming here.
No, he said
like
as much.
Zero.
He said as much.
So,
and I'll say this to Word, though, because he said something, Stani, and I only can speak from my experience. I told you, we just talked about it not too long ago. I did not want Durant here. I felt like that Warrior team did not need help. I felt like I wanted to see them extract revenge on the league. It didn't happen. But now we're talking about Steph at 37. Hell yes, Word. I mean, it's years later. The can is down the road. It was obvious, and I don't know what needing help means. LeBron James has help. Boston, Jason Tatum, and everybody else and their mom has help. Jokic has help in Murray when he's on. So I don't think that's derogatory to say Steph needs help.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Tony in San Francisco. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. I appreciate the guy who just called in before, because that was infuriating for me when people were trashing on KD all that time. You know, I remember, yeah. I live in the East Bay. I live near the arena. I remember when KD joined. Remember that huge banner hanging off the side of the arena that said, "Welcome, KD"? You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when everyone was trashing him, and I don't have Twitter, I don't have any social media, but he was getting destroyed everywhere. And when he left, I was so upset with the fan base and with everyone. I didn't listen to sports radio for 2 years. I was so upset.
Wow.
Man, No, he's right, man. He was destroyed. He was dragged through the mud. That sucked.
Appreciate the call, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jason in the Central Valley. Hey, Jason, what's going on, man?
Hey, boys, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
I called the afternoon show yesterday. I just have a curious opinion I want to get from you guys. Kind of has nothing to do with KD talk, so sorry about that. So regardless of what happens with Butler this season, I'm kind of curious, and what do you guys think about what we do about the two-guard position going into next year? Because from what I see, it's Buddy Hield and kind of Pods going, rotating in that position now. I don't see Hield moving forward into next season, and Pajemski looks more of like a backup point guard to me. And I mentioned that possibly getting Anthony Melton as a free agent on the cheap next season. I'm just wondering what you guys think about that, or even if you guys think a two-guard position is even necessary to address in the offseason. Thank you again, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man. I do think they need another guard, but, I mean, you got to look at the roster. Curry's under contract for 2.5 more years. Pods is under contract for another 3 years. And Buddy Hield is under contract for another 3 years. So those are probably going to be three guys who are going to be part of your backcourt for the next 2 or 3 years. And, you know, maybe you can trade Buddy Hield, but I think they're short a guard right now.
Well, he said it sounded like he was talking about a starting guard, and I always thought Wiggins could. I'd like to see him at two. I understood his handles were, you know, so, especially going left. You talked about it, but man, Stoney, the beautiful thing about Jimmy Butler being a chameleon is I feel like he could play two, Steph at the one. I talked about my dream lineup: Kuminga at three, Dre at four, and Post at five, or Looney, whomever. But it doesn't seem like that is not going to manifest, but it could, and I think Butler could hold it down, and I think he's got stronger battle handles than Wiggins.
All righty. Coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. Don't forget, coming up on the other side, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.